This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Class is an important question when it comes to college education, period, because a lot of people, they would see don't go to college and they would think, but that is your ticket into the middle class. That is your ticket to upward mobility.
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, there is so much to get to. Oh my gosh. And we will get to all of the big top stories. But first, quick mention about our great pals at healthycell.com/chicks. By the way, they are one of the sponsors of this upcoming meet and greet that is happening 2 weeks from Saturday. Oh my gosh, that is happening. Wait, is that right? Or is it 3 weeks?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's 2 weeks from this Saturday because this Saturday is my birthday, the 27th, and then it's the 3rd, which is Labor Day weekend, and then it's the 10th.
So like three good weekends in a row, you guys. This is amazing. So Healthy Cell is one of our sponsors, and Healthy Cell, of course, if you have not heard of them, they are the ones that are responsible for these amazing little packs of delicious jelly goodness, which you can just rip off the top of and just squirt right into your mouth, and it goes into your system, and then your system is like, oh my God, what is this amazing stuff that is hitting all of my cells and all of my molecules? And what it is just a bag of health, you guys. That's what this is. They are multivitamins, and they will replace your multivitamin, except they will absorb a billion times better than any pill or capsule or tablet you're going to take. These absorb so much better, and you can get multivitamins or you can get specialized packs of goodness for sleeping, for immune systems. So they have all different kinds of selections that you can make depending on what your specific health needs are. You should check them out. We love them and so appreciate them for being one of the sponsors of our meet and greet. It's healthycell.com/chicks.
And you guys, make sure that you check out our, I'm moving forward in my chair. Make sure that you check out our deep dive this week. What did we talk about yesterday? What did we talk about?
The border, because you were hopping mad and then I got mad and we were mad.
Yeah, we were just spitfire mad. We were talking about that. So we talked about the border yesterday. It should be out sometime today. So make sure that you check out our deep dive. And also this podcast, if you have not subscribed, do that. I don't know why you haven't done that. Subscribe. Send it to a friend. Tell them to subscribe. Put it in your pocket.
Right there in your pocket.
You can listen to it later if you can't listen to it early in the morning. So do that. Check out our podcast.
Do it. For real. Also, since we're bringing up meet and greets sort of randomly, I just want to also give a quick shout out to the title sponsor, the main sponsor, you guys, is GenuCell. And GenuCell, of course, has that amazing special going on right now on the most popular package. And so you can get huge discounts on that. Just visit GenuCell.com/chicks. We so appreciate them being the title sponsor. That means a huge, big bunch of goodness to us. And for the people who are attending the meet and greet, it just might mean a little surprise for you. I don't know. I'm just saying it might. I'm just saying, I don't know, but I'm just speculating about
it. It's going to be all sorts of surprises on the 10th. Just saying.
Okay. The top story of the day, you might think it's about, I don't know, Paul Pelosi. You might think it's about the whole Mar-a-Lago raid. No. What it's about, you guys, is this. This is our top story of the day.
That's it.
Please explain what people are seeing.
Okay, you guys, that is a rattlesnake on my front porch. And that is the top news story of the day. Because last night, my husband goes, Amy, we have a rattlesnake on the front porch. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And so my daughter and I immediately go running into our pantry where we can see the front porch because our pantry like looks out into the front porch. And so we both are like, oh my God. And it's a baby, you guys, it's a baby. So I look up this morning, I didn't know this last night, but I just immediately in my mind last night, I'm thinking to myself, okay, if there's a baby, where there's a baby, there's a mother nearby.
And siblings, potentially siblings.
Right. So I'm freaking out. So this morning I look up, I'm like, how many baby snakes are in a womb? This is just what I Googled this morning. 10 to 30, Mock.
Oh my God. Oh my
30.
God.
So I'm thinking there are 30 freaking rattlesnakes somewhere out there. This is what I'm thinking. So now I'm not freaked out. I'm buying the flamethrower today. I'm buying it. I'm getting it. I'm surely I can get one on Amazon, right? Oh my God. My husband went outside and he decapitated this thing. like immediately. So I'm like, kill it.
How? How did he do that? Like without getting bit or whatever? Or how did he do it?
He just went outside with a shovel and just cut its head off. Cause I don't know. Cause Greg.
Oh my God.
I know. And he walks out there. I think he was in his boxers. Just so Greg. He just like walks out there. He's like, don't you know? He starts killing it. And like we're inside. Gwen and I are inside. We're just like, oh my God, it's a snake. Oh, kill it. Yeah. And so he killed it.
Oh my God. It was right on the porch.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then what? Like, what did he do with the remains?
He took it, he shoveled it, and he like slung it over like over into the pasture.
Just like out there, like out in the middle of where you go and move around?
Well, we don't really move around much in the pasture. I mean, the cows do, but I don't do a lot of moving around out there because there are potential snakes, right? I mean, I'll move around out there if I feed the cows and stuff, but for the most part, I'm out there on our mule, which is like the little ATV thing. So, because I don't do a lot of walking around this time of year out there in the pasture because of potential snakes. So,
oh my God, I hate snakes. You
got
to like check under your porch, like your furniture and stuff, because they like to hide, you know, like they'll get into like a shady place.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm just saying, like, if you have outside patio furniture in the back, you got to check it. You got to check it, man.
Okay.
I'm freaked out.
God, I'm completely freaked out too. We have a snake bite kit, but it's in the cabin. I've got to either get another one or grab that one and make sure I have it.
You should
have
one in every room. Every room has to have a snake bite kit.
And then we were told by the vet that came out, because we have a country vet that comes out and gives the dogs their shots. Like she comes out and gives them to them in the yard. Like we don't have it. I don't go to a normal vet. Like we don't take our dogs to vet. Because first of all, our dogs are like, I mean, they're giraffes. They're like 180 pounds. So you don't put them in the car and take them to the vet because that's weird. So she comes here to the house and she gives them their shots and stuff. And they have a thing here in Texas where you can, you know, get like rattlesnake vaccines. But she said that it's not really that effective. It doesn't really buy that much time. So yeah, you just got to keep them away. So like this morning when I let them out in the back, I just turned the lights on. I looked, I did like a nice scope, completely freaked out, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Great. Now his 29 siblings are going to see his corpse and come for revenge.
Stop it. So I was hoping it would be like ISIS. Like I, you know, what he should have done is like hung him up on a tree or something and been like, let this be a message to you, little rattlesnakes.
Stay off the porch.
Stay off of our porch. Stay away from our house. This is what's going to happen to you. That's what we should have done. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know, right? yeah, that's right.
That's not okay. Flamethrower, you guys.
Flamethrower. Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah.
Good morning, indeed. You guys, the big story yesterday, I mean, there's a lot still going on with this whole Mar-a-Lago raid, right? And so yesterday, it was so interesting to see clips from different news shows addressing the fact that, you know, Trump has filed a lawsuit, the fact that now all these communications have been released between Trump and lawyers and now the Biden administration, that it turns out the Biden administration knew full well, and Joe Biden himself knew full well that this raid was planned. And I didn't think anybody did a better job. I saw Tucker talking about it, but I didn't think anybody did a better job than Jesse Waters putting this whole story together. He framed it so well. So this clip runs a little bit longer than normal, but I could not cut it. I could not cut it any more than I already did, because he really covers some of the most key points of what's going on right now. Watch.
Joe Biden has now been directly implicated in the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. According to memos obtained by Just the News, the national acting archivist ran to Joe Biden's White House, talked to the lawyer, and said, Trump's asserting executive privilege over some presidential papers at Mar-a-Lago. Can you waive your predecessor's privilege? This has never been done before. And Joe Biden's lawyer said, yeah, waive the privilege. And that set the raid in motion. This little archivist said she didn't want Donald Trump to have any more time to go through his presidential papers. The acting archivist said it's time to bring in the FBI. The Biden White House said this librarian, she can do whatever she wants, get guys with guns involved. Biden's White House had the chance to calm this thing down, but instead they set fire to Trump's executive privilege and triggered a raid on his house and then lied to us about it. The White House lied and said Biden didn't know anything about it.
He learned about it really like all of us did. I'm sure maybe someone on his team flagged it for him, but he was not aware. What I can tell you definitively and for sure, he was not aware of this. Nobody in the White House was. We were not given a heads up, and we did not know about what happened yesterday.
This explains why Joe's been hiding from reporters since the raid. He okayed a raid on his rival's house and then went on vacation. The raid doesn't even cut it from a legal standpoint, but don't take it from me. Two highly respected lawyers who worked for Bush 41 and Reagan wrote in the Wall Street Journal today that it had no legal basis. Quote, the FBI had no legally valid cause for the raid. The materials to be seized included any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021, i.e. during Mr. Trump's term of office. Virtually all the materials at Mar-a-Lago are likely to fall within this category. Federal law gives Mr. Trump a right of access to them. His possession of them is entirely consistent with that right and therefore lawful, regardless of the statutes the FBI cites.
So that video that you saw of Karine Jean-Pierre, that's the last time they had a presser, you guys. That was August 9th.
Yeah. Are you shocked?
I mean, I can't believe reporters aren't demanding access to a press conference. What the hell?
Yeah. And there's so many other questions, too. There's so much other stuff going on that they need to be asking questions about. I mean, this is like not the least of the concern, right? I mean, because this is a huge concern. But there are so many other things in our country that are going on. And then today he's supposed to announce stuff about the school loans, right? I mean, today is like a whole other... Right. A whole other cluster, a whole other bomb, like for us about, you know, paying for other people's school loans. Mm-hmm. That's what they're supposed to announce today. I mean, I wonder if they're going to have a presser for that or if they're just going to ignore that or they're just going to stop altogether and just go, well, we're just not going to answer any questions anymore. Yeah, it's kind of insane.
So much for all their transparency. I can't. Yeah. I mean, does she still work in the White House? Like, I legit don't know. Is she still employed? Because what the hell is going on? It's just crazy. Now, what was super weird, though, so I'm thinking, okay, well, like, this is a huge deal. Like, now there's absolute definitive proof that Biden knew everything that was going on, and they lied about it. They just openly lied. So surely the other channels, CNN in particular, since they're trying to become more newsy and more centered, they will be covering this. The way that I've got two different clips to show you, they're both very short, a lot shorter than that. The first is from this legal analyst on Don Lemon. Listen to how they framed the story.
I don't know how you possibly define the word cooperative to meet what happened here. This has been going on. Trump's team has been dragging this out since last year. The letter says we were negotiating with you throughout 2021 until they finally started sending letters and then subpoenas and then a search warrant. I mean, it's almost easy to blame DOJ and the archives for being too patient and too accommodating here. If Donald Trump was really being cooperative, the very easy way we would have known that, which is he would have turned over all the documents long ago. That has not happened. That really is not a sustainable timeline.
Okay, so that's one example.
So nothing.
Right?
They said nothing about Biden. They said nothing.
No.
Zero.
No. And then we get George the Throat Conway also just acting completely mystified by how bad this makes Trump look. Watch.
George, why give the letter out there? I mean, it actually outlines a lot of what you've done wrong. Why would you front that? And by you, I mean them.
It's incomprehensible to me. I mean, basically, that and the motion he filed yesterday are essentially admissions of guilt.
Yeah.
And it's inexplicable to me, other than that we have a deranged client and bad advisors, both legal and political. And that's the only explanation I have for it. But he is basically what he should be doing with this documents case is what he did in the New York Attorney General case, which is pleading the Fifth Amendment and keeping his mouth shut.
Oh, my God. Everything about him is just revolting to me. I swear. I'm so glad I haven't eaten yet this morning because it's hard for me to even look at him.
How is
Kellyanne married to him still? How? I don't get it.
Oh my God.
I don't
know. And you know how we said similar stuff about Brian Stelter the other day about his last show. We were just like, oh my God, somebody married that. Somebody had kids with that.
Right.
And somebody on YouTube commented, you know, there's a lot of large people, or how did they term, like something like larger sized people who get married and have kids, and you're showing your bigotry against fat people. And we were like, we never at any time mentioned his weight. That's a you problem, dude.
Right. It has nothing to do with his size. I didn't say anything about his size. It's just about him as a person.
And a potato.
Right. And it's like George Conway could be, I don't know, he could be 130 pounds. I don't know. I don't even care. It has nothing to do with his size. It's just him as a right. as a thing. I don't.
As an entity.
What? Right. Go, just go away.
Oh my God. All right. So anyway, Biden knew. We all knew Biden knew. And the fact that they tried to play this out. Oh, we found out with the public. We found out with everybody else. Give me a freaking break.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. It's like we're all onto you. And now what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Well, apparently they're just going to keep saying, look, Trump is so guilty of all of these things. And that's the story. And they're just going to January 6th it to death. Right. Like, that's what they're going to do.
Oh,
which, by
God.
The way, there's news about the January 6th committee, too, that we'll get to in just a second. But first, wanted to remind you, you guys, tis the season, especially with Labor Day coming up, tis the season for barbecue. And if you're not getting your meats from omahasteaks.com, you're just doing barbecue wrong. That's all I can tell you. You're just doing it wrong because you're not going to get better chicken breasts, better pork, better steaks, better burgers, better brats. You're not going to get anything better than what you get at omahasteaks.com. And right now, they've got this amazing all-American assortment package that they're running sales on, or you can build your own package. And no matter which of those two options you choose, whether you get the all-American assortment or you build your own and put your own stuff together that are your favorites, you're going to get 12 free burgers thrown in if you go to omahasteaks.com and use keyword chicks in the search bar. So just put it in your little search field as soon as you get to omahasteaks.com and check out those two offers, because it's time. It's time for you to cook up some meat.
So good. God, I'm hungry for it now.
Oh, sorry.
I'd have a filet right now. It's too bad they don't have rattlesnake.
Yeah. That's a good thing. They should add that.
I know, right? And then make sure you guys are following us at chicksontheright.com. Bookmark it. Do it.
Yes, you absolutely should. Okay, so January 6th, we haven't heard about it in a while, probably because Liz is still off crying somewhere about her loss and like her big plan to like rule the world. But there is still stuff going on. They are still hard at work trying to get Trump in any way that they can. And there was a guy from the Epic Times on Tucker last night talking about what a complete sham this is. It's way worse than we even thought. Watch.
Prepared this documentary that the January 6th committee or commission or whatever Liz Cheney's calling it, were they producing information relevant to that day, or were they hiding it?
Tucker, not only are they hiding information, but they're altering information. I can tell you, someone who's seen a lot of the actual footage, they are cutting parts out, they're removing audio, they are altering evidence, and they're presenting that altered version of reality to the public. It is an absolute atrocity for everybody who was punished that day, everybody who's facing court, everybody who's been thrown in the gulag. It's an absolute atrocity. Even the lawyers are being denied the evidence they need, the exculpatory evidence for their clients. The documentary we did, we actually have police body cam footage. We have footage being withheld from the public. We have things nobody's seen before. And because of that, I can tell you right now, we're showing what's being left out. And it's an absolute atrocity. The public is being lied to about January 6th. This is the Benghazi. This is going to be the new Benghazi, I'm telling you right now. As soon as this thing turns around, because there are absolute atrocities that took place against the American people.
Whatever documentary they are talking about, I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I hear the stuff, and again, like, who's held accountable?
Yeah.
If something does come out, again, it's like, because what we're seeing is a different justice for different parties. Okay. So then that's okay. The tide will turn. But when? When's that going to happen? Because, listen, people are starting to get really fed up. I mean, I'm not saying, like, that I want, you know, like, Republicans to rise up or something. But at some point, I mean, people are just going to be like, listen, we work really hard. We follow the rules. We do the right thing. We pay our taxes. You know, it's like we're here toiling away at our jobs every day. And we're good people. You can't continue to treat good people like this.
Yeah.
And expect good people to just continue to take it. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's like they're lying and they're treating good people like absolute garbage. And That's what we've been putting up with this. It's like a battered wife, you know? At some point, she's going to be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Done. And that's where we are. I just think as a country, they have beat us up for a long time. And I, what do they expect? You know, it's, at some point, something will break. And I'm wondering when that time is coming. Like when what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like to think about it.
Right. Good people will hit their breaking point because they're seeing so much of this happen. And I just like, and they just keep doing it. You know, they just keep treating right. people like garbage. And it's like, what do they think what is the long game on that? What do they think is going to happen? And why do they keep doing it?
Because they keep getting away with it. I mean, so far, right? Like they keep getting away with it. Yeah,
well, they keep getting power from it. But at the same time, they keep destroying the country, which does it benefit them to do that? I mean, at the sake of power, basically, that's all they're getting is power.
That's all they want. That is all they want. The country and how it's doing, be damned. They don't care. Okay, shifting gears because we also have to get to this story as well. And that is, of course, that if you were watching Jesse Waters last night, they showed the huge bunch of footage that they got their hands on from Paul Pelosi's arrest. And it's way too long and there's way too much information to get into all the details. But if you can go back and find Jesse Waters' show from last night, you should watch every last minute of it because it was really, really good. And there's so much stuff about this particular evening in question with Paul Pelosi. But just so you know, he pled guilty to a DUI yesterday. And here is what his punishment, here's the consequence. No jail time, except for however many hours he was in jail that night.
Unreal.
He has 3 years probation, 8 hours of court work. I don't know what that means. He has to take a 3-month long class on drinking and driving. He has to have for a year, he has to have one of those ignition interlock devices on his car. And he has to pay a $150 fine. That's it.
Yeah.
So, and this guy actually, this isn't the part of the clip that I have, but part of the full tape of that night, he actually does say, I am a high profile person to the cop. And this cop was like, listen, I'm not trying to cause problems for you other than what you've already created for yourself. Okay. I'm not trying. Like, it doesn't matter to me who you are. I'm not trying to break news about you. I'm just doing my job here. But look at how utterly impaired he was.
So you could try both feet out if you want. I'll let you start. You can try the test with both feet. I'll give you like a pre-trial run, for lack of a better term. You can try it with both feet, see which one you feel more comfortable with, and then once you're ready, just let me know. Are you sure you could complete the test?
Okay.
Because I really don't want you to fall over and hurt yourself. That's the last thing I want. Right, but that defeats the whole purpose of the test, grabbing onto it.
He can't walk a straight line, you guys. So he said, let me just hold on to something and I won't fall over. And the cop's like, that defeats the purpose of the test.
Oh my
Hello?
God. Yeah.
There's so much more.
But you were in a car.
Yeah. And that was apparently fine.
Yeah. You're operating a vehicle. God, you dumbass.
Oh
I
God.
Swear. Oh my God.
Yeah. So lots more details apparently coming out tonight on Jesse's show because he spent a fair amount of time on this last night and said, we're continuing to get more stuff. And like the extent to which the prosecutor's office was in on trying to cover this up and trying to like, you know, tamp it down, it's bad. And so there's going to be more information tonight.
Yeah, and then here's Nancy up on a podium going, we care about the children. We care about the children. What if your husband would have hit one?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you? Because I don't, you seem to be helping him out a whole lot. Yeah, because.
Just disgusting people. Disgusting
yeah,
people.
They really are. They really, really are. And they get away with this stuff. This is the thing. Power and privilege, man. Mm-hmm. It's just such, it's liberal privilege. And it's political privilege. And it's not okay. It's just not okay. Double standards.
Totally, totally different justice system. If you are on the left and if you are a person of privilege and power.
Right, right.
That's where we are. If you want to sleep like a celebrity, you guys, and I'm not talking about like the like drug riddled celebrities. I'm talking about the celebrities who sleep normally without any substance abuse. They want the high thread count stuff, right? They want to have the super soft, luxurious sheets. You don't have to spend piles and piles of money to get a good night's sleep on some amazingly dreamy feeling sheets from mypillow.com/chicks. Huge sale right now. Normally, like a queen size set is almost $80 for the whole sheet set. And right now, if you go to mypillow.com/chicks, it's only $39.98 for a queen set. And it doesn't matter what size you get. You're going to get huge discounts no matter what kind of set you get, king, twin, whatever. You're going to save tons of money. And you can still use code chicks at mypillow.com/chicks to get buy one, get one on pillows and on towels.
I'm getting a bunch for Christmas. I'm getting them right now. I'm getting a bunch for Christmas because I'm putting my tree up in September and I'm going to start buying presents. I'm serious, you guys. You should do that too. You're going to be so happy you did. Start buying now.
MyPillow.com/chicks. Speaking of a person of privilege and power, Meghan Markle, who is probably one of the most insufferable people on the planet currently. Just awful. She has begun her new Archetypes podcast. And of course, there was huge fanfare about this. She's released her, you know, the guests that she's going to be having. The first episode, she had her BFF Serena Williams on with her. And I did see some reviews of it where people were like, this was just god awful. And she starts it, of course, with the famous story about her being 11 and like doing a letter campaign to, what was it, Procter & Gamble or something for not, I don't even know, because she's been such a social justice warrior since she came out of the womb, essentially. So now she promises that this podcast is going to show the real her, you guys. Here's just a little tidbit, a little trailer for you.
Expect the real me in this, and probably the me that they've never gotten to know, certainly not in the past few years, where everything is through the lens of the media, as opposed to, hey, it's me. I'm just excited to be myself and talk and be unfiltered. And yeah, it's fun.
Oh my God, who cares about who you are?
I just can't.
I don't want to, I don't care about you. It's like she's
exhausting.
Remember when they were like, I just want to be, you know, I want to be on our own and I just want to be in privacy. I want to be private and I don't want the pomp and circumstance and I don't want a bunch of like paparazzi and I don't want, and now she's like, I just want everybody to see me and like,
pay attention to me.
Me. I'm the next J-Lo. Oh my God. I just cannot with these people.
God. I know. It's, oh gosh, she's just exhausting.
It is exhausting. It's totally exhausting.
You guys, yesterday, big, big day all across the country with various primaries. So just to give you a couple of little tidbits that I saw in the headlines, Laura Loomer is refusing to concede the Florida 11th district, even though she lost by, you know, a healthy margin. It was 51-44%. And she won't concede. She is insisting that there is election fraud and she's just not going to concede the election. And so that is one thing that happened. Jerry Nadler won his primary against a 30-year-old, like by a lot. He won it handily. I don't know what is wrong with people in New York, but they've also just elected for some of their state positions complete socialists. So I like New York is not in good hands right now. And then Charlie Crist won the Democrat governor primary in Florida. And Charlie Crist, of course, has been literally every political party.
He has.
Every single one.
Yeah. He's like such a flip flopper. He has no idea who he is. Yeah.
No idea. So he beat out Nikki Fried, which I was getting really, really tired of Nikki Fried anyway, but I kind of wish she would have won because she would have been like an absolute, there would have been no contest. Like DeSantis would win so handily against her. Charlie Crist, just because of the name recognition and because there are some dumb people in Florida, you know, I don't know that it's going to be a blowout. I think DeSantis is still going to win, but
yeah,
it's not as easy of a win, I don't think, as it would have been against Nikki Fried. So I have Newt Gingrich on with Laura Ingraham talking about Charlie Crist because he knows him well. And he was just funny. Newt has been funny about people lately. And so I thought I would share his thoughts on Charlie.
Republican governor turned independent Senate candidate turned, I think I have this right, Democrat Senate candidate. As Brett mentioned, Charlie the Crispy Crist, he won his primary. He's going to take on Ron DeSantis in November. Should DeSantis be worried here, Newt?
Look, I think I've known Charlie Crist since he was a Republican state senator in 1984 at the Reagan convention in Dallas. I think Charlie would be a great model for a Broadway play that was a musical comedy because his whole life is amazing. I mean, he was a Democrat, he's a Republican, he's an independent, but he has huge staying power. And I think Ron DeSantis needs to beat somebody by a big margin. I think that Charlie's a perfect example, and I think Ron will come out of the Governor DeSantis, will come out of this general election with probably a huge, the biggest margin in modern times for a Republican. And that's a pretty good base for him to be thinking in the long run about a national career.
I hope that that's right. I hope that's right.
I mean, there are a lot of dumb people, right? So there's like you said, there are a lot of dumb people that vote. And so you never know. But it's like if you stand for nothing, you're going to fall for anything. Right. Like these people who just flip flop all over the place. They just want to be in politics because it's such a cushy job. And so he's like, well, I guess I'll be a Democrat now. OK.
I mean, it's like, just disgusting. And people who fall in line, the people who fall in line with Charlie Crist, I just don't even. What is wrong with you?
A lot, you know? A lot is wrong with them. A lot.
God.
Yeah.
And speaking of Governor DeSantis, I loved what he said. I think this was just earlier this week, and I don't know who he's talking to exactly, but he's talking about obviously leading the state of Florida and the values that he wants to promote within the state of Florida. And this drew such a huge contrast for me, which I'll explain in just a second. This is very fast. Watch.
Want to have the values not of Davos imposed on us, but of places like Destin and Dunedin, where I grew up. Things like the World Economic Forum, those policies are dead on arrival in the state of Florida. We are not going to go down that road.
I love him so much for saying that. Our governor, Eric Holcomb, went to Davos. He freaking spoke at Davos. And so just compare and contrast two Republican, apparently, governors, one of which has not behaved like a Republican since we knew him, which seems like a whole lifetime
ago. It does seem like forever ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they fall in love with that lifestyle. They think that they're important. They believe their own press, right? They're like, oh, I'm a governor. I'm going to go overseas. Look at me. I'm fancy. Totally forget my roots. I forget who I actually represent. I forget who I am. Well, you know.
It's just, again, it always brings me back to that question, which is, if you're a Republican governor, Ron DeSantis has literally created a blueprint for you to follow.
Right. He sure has.
And you will be loved and appreciated and well thought of by the people who voted you into office.
Right.
This is not
hard. The difference is that a lot of those guys, you know, the one that you just talked about, they may not have the balls. You know, and he already had a giant set, you know, so that also helps.
That's true. All right. What is in your sack of whack?
Okay. Well, you helped me with this because I was like,
oh yeah, that's right. I forgot.
You helped me with this one. Okay. So this guy from Ghana, he's 47 years old. He suffered a self-inflicted injury on August the 12th. Okay, so he fell asleep in his chair and he had a dream that he was chopping meat. Okay, oh God, I get really uncomfortable and I don't even have a penis. But he cut his dick, you guys. He cut himself, okay? He's in critical condition now, but he had a dream that he was chopping meat and he cut his pee-pee, he cut it. Okay.
Did he cut it off or just like, okay.
I think he was just like chopping and then he cut it. He didn't cut
it
completely.
Why was he holding
off.
A knife?
I don't know. Maybe there was, he's a butcher of some sort. He's a farmer. He's a farmer. So maybe he has some sort of cleaver next to his bed. And maybe, I don't know any farmers that do that. I know farmers and ranchers and I don't maybe he just happened to have one here. But anyways, he fell asleep and he did that. He got confused. You know how like you're in that REM cycle and you get confused. And now this has happened to you. This is why I thought this was a very interesting. Now you didn't cut anything.
No, I did not.
But she fell asleep. We talked about this on the radio years ago where she fell asleep and she was like chewing gum and she had
chewing gum.
Right. And she always wears those earplugs. You know, those earplugs that you wear when you go to sleep. I started doing that because we've been on many trips together and she's like, oh my God, these will help you sleep because I'm a chronic insomniac, you guys. So, but she has these earplugs that she wears everywhere. Like we go, she wears them at night, every single night. And she found herself one time.
I woke up chewing it. I was chewing the crap out of my earplug, you guys. And that was really disgusting because I was like, yeah, you know, I was like really chewing some gum in my dream, man. I was chewing it. And then I just woke up and I'm like chomping down and I'm chewing the crap out of my earplug. I'm so glad I didn't swallow it.
Right. So she can totally relate to this guy from Ghana who almost cut his dick off because, I mean, it can happen. I think he's okay. He's in critical condition. I think he's going to make it. He's going to pull out. That was probably the worst, the worst choice of wording, but anyways, but yeah, so that happens. So just be careful. Like, listen, when you go to sleep, don't have any like cutting utensils around your bed, gentlemen, or, you know, anything like that. No sharp objects. Just don't do that. Cause you never know what can happen. Just be careful.
You just never know.
I know.
Anyway, yeah, I saw that headline. I was like, I know I don't like to know about the sacks of wax in advance.
No.
But this one, I was like, I have to send this to her. If you use it or not, like, you have to know about it with me.
We have to talk about it because you had a similar experience. So you're kindred with this guy in Ghana.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, everybody, bring it in. Bring it in. Yay! It's going to be a great hump day. You guys have a fabulous day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow late-ish.
Tomorrow late-ish. Bye, everybody.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Class is an important question when it comes to college education, period, because a lot of people they would see don't go to college and they would think, but that is your ticket into the middle class. That is your ticket to upward mobility. That is how in America you become successful. You work really hard and you get into college and then you work hard in college and get a job.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.